I've been thinking a lot about content marketing lately, and there's one concept that keeps coming up: content repurposing. Have you ever wondered how some brands seem to be everywhere with their content, but they're not actually creating new stuff all the time?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually one of the smartest strategies in content marketing today. You know what I love about it? The fact that you don't have to constantly create new content from scratch. As Derek Halpern from Social Trigger says, you don't have to create content day in and day out. You just have to work on getting the content you already have in the hands of more people.
That's a really interesting perspective. What would you say are the main benefits of repurposing content?
Well, there are three major benefits that really stand out. First, you're reaching new audiences because different people consume content in different ways. Second, you're reinforcing your message. There's actually something called marketing's rule of seven that says buyers need to hear your message about seven times before they'll take action. And third, you're improving your organic visibility. I mean, BrightEdge found that organic search accounts for 51% of all website traffic.
Those are some compelling numbers. So how exactly should businesses go about repurposing their content?
You know, there are so many creative ways to do it. One approach I really love is turning blog posts into podcasts. It's perfect for reaching people who prefer to consume content while they're on the go. Another effective strategy is transforming your content into videos. Did you know that about 85% of internet users enjoy video content?
That's fascinating. Speaking of strategies that work, I think this would be a perfect time to hear from our sponsor.
Are you struggling to keep up with content creation across multiple platforms? Amplifier's Ampcast platform might be just what you need. Our AI-powered system transforms your content into 8 different formats automatically, from news articles to videos, podcasts, and more. We distribute your content across over 300 sites, saving you 20 to 30 hours weekly on content creation. Visit Ampifier.com to learn how we can boost your content marketing efforts.
And we're back. You know what's interesting about content repurposing? It seems like the tools and technology available today make it so much more accessible. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, definitely. The technology has come so far. I mean, you've got AI writing assistants that can help adapt content for different platforms, design tools like Canva for visual content, and solutions like Ampcast that can transform one piece of content into multiple formats. It's really changed how we approach content marketing.
Have you seen any particularly successful examples of content repurposing in action?
Yes. One of my favorites is Jay Baer from Convince & Convert. He creates these 3-minute informational videos, and then his team transforms them into blog posts, podcasts, LinkedIn articles, Medium posts, you name it. And then there's Buffer. They actually did this fascinating experiment where they stopped creating new content for a month and just focused on repurposing. Their organic search traffic grew by 4%, and they got almost 200,000 views on their SlideShare presentations.
Wow, those are some impressive results. For businesses just starting with content repurposing, what would be your top 3 recommendations?
First, start by auditing your existing content. Look for your high-performing pieces, evergreen topics, and data-rich content. Second, match your content to the right platforms. Not everything works everywhere, you know? And third, create a repurposing calendar to keep track of what's being transformed into what and when it's going live.
That makes a ton of sense. I mean, it's really about working smarter, not harder, right?
Exactly. And when you think about it, we're living in a time where attention spans are getting shorter, but the demand for content is growing. Content repurposing lets you meet that demand without burning out your team or your budget.
This has been incredibly insightful. For our listeners who want to learn more about content repurposing strategies and tools, where should they start?
You know, I'd recommend starting with your analytics. Look at your best performing content and think about how it could be transformed into different formats. And definitely check out some of the tools we discussed today. They can make the whole process so much more manageable.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. And to our listeners, visit Ampifier.com to learn more about automated content repurposing solutions. Until next time.